It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 702.
Happy Monday afternoon, Gronks. What's happening? Yes. What's
going on? It's 4 p.m. Exciting news with the live stream. We're trying something different. We're using the low latency mode, which means that if you are in the comments, we will see your comment instantly. And so there's more quicker. Sort of real time rather than the 10-second delay.
How wacky are you'll we? We don't even have a dump button. You know, we're just running that zero dump button, just that cancelable.
You can add actually radio. A 30-second delay, but we don't need delays.
No, we live on the edge, guys.
I'm already delayed, so.
That's very funny,
hey,
George.
I tell you.
Do you know, actually, I believe the chat is getting us before George does.
I had serious deja vu before. When was the last time you guys had deja vu?
Just right now, actually. I can't remember. It's not really a thing that I get.
You don't get it? Mm. I mean, do you dream? Not that I want to know your dreams.
I would love to dream more. I'm not dreaming enough, to be honest.
Yeah. I wonder how you can... Is there anything can do to dream more?
I bought that book called Sun.
Electric blanket. Yeah. Dude, the amount of times I have got home when I was younger, had my electric blanket pumping... And I was a bit intoxicated. I'd fall asleep, pass out, and I'd wake up just having these lucid dreams. It was because I was so warm, and I just got real weird.
Can we just take a moment for George's camera? George, did you not charge your battery, mate?
Charge it.
No, this is fully charged.
Tech guy George, and he's George, just blowing up.
Let me turn it off.
Classic. Here we go.
No, do you know what deja vu is?
It's like thinking that you've experienced something before, but yeah, like so in a moment it's like, oh, I thought you just said that to me. You're back on, George. Well done.
There we go, George. You've done it.
Welcome, George.
Thank you. But you've actually experienced it though, haven't you? It's not like you haven't experienced it before.
Well, I mean, right now I'm absolutely feeling that I'm having deja vu with George's technical issues.
Yeah.
Once again. Yeah.
It's a bit of Groundhog Day.
No, this is
Ian says dodges reality. Back, so.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ian.
No, you experienced...
Go on, CJ.
No, you're bored. It's all right.
No. So deja vu.
No, I'm not offended. This is deja vu too, to be honest.
I don't know, Sevs, can you relate to what TJ's talking about?
No, George? I'm just trying to think of the last time I experienced it. Nah.
I think I had it yesterday, but I can't remember what it was about, but I remember thinking, oh, I've got deja vu. So,
really?
That's a good story for you.
I mean, I don't have that story. Really good.
Thanks, mate. Relatable.
Maybe we could call Scooter for that distillery story again.
Pick us up off the floor.
I do like the idea of sort of manipulating our brain so we can try and have, like, if I could do something, like eat cheese before bed to try push the needle when it comes to the needle. Yeah.
Lucid
dream. Imagine
dreaming.
If you could lucid dream. What would you do?
So lucid
what
dream,
would you choose
controlling.
You're in a slight dream state. Says, pull up the explanation of lucid dreaming, and if there's a step-by-step guide. I remember Conspiracy Jimmy and I were about 14, and we're at Falls Creek, the ski resort in Victoria, and his cousin was there. And you know when you're like younger and you've got those older people around you. They're not too much older. They seem a lot older because you're super young. And I just remember him telling us, we were sitting around the fire and he was telling us about astral projection. Have you heard of this shit?
No, it does remind me of a guy though that did something similar where he was an older guy and he said, I had an experience.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, what was the experience? He said, I can't tell you. I'm like, why? He's like, you won't believe me.
Yeah.
And I was like,
try me.
Yeah, well, that was the whole thing. Like, I was like, oh, this guy wants to tell me his experience. I was like,
Yeah,
no, I probably wouldn't then.
Astral projection. So there's been people that reckon that they can have an out-of-body experience in a dreamlike state where this guy, I remember him telling us that, like, there's people who can do it really well where they can leave their body, go out the front door and look at a car's number plate and then go back into their body and then be able to say when they wake up, you know, it was FJ7643 or whatever it is. And we were just like thinking, oh my God. Oh, like we were, it was blowing our minds. And yeah, I don't know.
Did he just make up the number plate?
No, I just made that up then. Were you impressed?
No, but so what's the bit like?
Yeah, that was good. But does he just make them up? Does he just wake up? No,
but he was just saying about that people can do this and go out the front. And he's saying that you can, in hindsight, what I'm thinking is it could be all your subconscious observing number plates before you walk into the house. But he was basically saying that you can leave your body and go and see, you know, see something within your area and have never seen it before, but then have that knowledge when you wake up because you're leaving your body. Anyway, that was the point of astral projection. It's a bit trippy.
Yeah, I mean, not getting to the...
It could be good for the 4 a.m. hour on the 24-hour live stream. Yeah.
And so how would we actually do it, though? We'd just try and project things. Okay, what is it?
Well, I think you need people to help you get into the state. So, like, just the lucid dreaming stuff. So, it's training your own mind to notice your own consciousness. And so, some of the strategies they use are like reality checks. So, it's things like trying to push your fingers. Oh, there we go. Trying to push your fingers through your palm, or looking at mirrors to see if there's a reflection of you, or
you need
trying
a reality to like check
push through a wall.
I just looked it up.
So it's like things that. There are things like that to do every couple of hours that becomes a habit, and then you're doing that in your sleep and you'll be like, oh, okay, my fingers are actually going through my hand, so I'm actually in a dream
this
state.
This is for the lucid dream stuff?
That's lucid dream stuff, okay. Yeah.
So and then the astral projection is something different.
Okay.
Something different. I mean, there's a step-by-step guide. I mean, you have to be totally open to this shit. Like, It ends up being a heightened focus like meditation or mindfulness. And yeah, I mean, there's some, how on the scale of like, at what point are you believing this, Josh? Like this kind of stuff? Like, cause I feel like you have slight pushback and it's almost just like a healthy level of skepticism towards these kind of things.
Hey, I was pro coaster. I think you.
Coaster? Oh, no. I mean, yeah, I think you bought that. I think you get that, but it's not real, or you get it to a point. But I'm talking about like psychics and all that kind of that stuff that's a little bit more left of center than your traditional star sign. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I could use it for fun, like for creativity and stuff. Like if you can trick yourself into believing it, isn't it as good as doing it? That's how I feel. Like if you can have an actual physical feeling like, oh my God, I'm experiencing this thing, then isn't that actually like a thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. But then there's a point where it's like the yogis that go over to the Himalayas and spend months and months up in caves meditating. And there's some crazy stories out of that. Like this guy, Ram Dass, who I listen to, he tells a story of he has a guru, this guy who's, you know, just always meditating and a highly enlightened being. And he talked about how he once, he saw him, right? And then he left and he didn't know. He said, where are you going to be? And he said, don't worry about it. You'll find me if you want to, if it's right. And so he could never, this is back in the 70s or 80s where there's no cell phones in India and shit like that. So he lost him for months and he was on a bus once and he tells this story of, one of the people on the bus was saying, let's go have a look at this area. And he was the sort of the elder within this group. And he said, no, he was giving pushback to this person. It sounded just like us in the car. Yeah, just one of us giving, yeah, mate, just pushback. Giving pushback. And then he,
did they call
but
it
then
pushback?
He said, and then he said, yeah, he was just saying, I was resisting. I had something inside of me that was just saying, no, let's just go back to the place. And anyway, this guy, he ended up saying, okay, let's go to where you wanted to go. It was this big field where they had this festival and he pulls up in this bus and it had like 30 people in the bus. And then the guy says, oh, I reckon we go over to that temple. And he pulls over and in the bus, he looks out and he sees his guru walking past. He's like, holy shit, I haven't seen this guy. And he said he was crying or whatever. Gets out of the bus, goes up to his guru and the guru says, welcome, I've been waiting for you. And he's like, what? And anyway, he said, follow us. he's a quirky Indian dude, and he's like, follow us. And so they all get back into the bus and they follow this motorbike with this guru and this other bloke on it, and they get to this house. And at the house, they're saying, what are we doing here? And he says, come in. And they all get out of the bus and they go into this house, and there is 32, a table with 32 places set, the two people on the motorbike and the 30 people in the bus. And he said, I've been waiting for you. Let's eat. And he tells this story. I believe him. I believe it. But it's so bizarre because it's like, I mean, that's, how do you explain that shit?
Yeah.
How do you explain that?
I don't know. Was Derek there? Were they trying?
Yeah.
And it, well, wait. So I mean, I don't think that that's.
Nah, I lost you. Let's move on.
Now you. Okay, I lost you.
But couldn't it be just got a bloke to go set the table for them all? Like, I mean, I could greet someone who I haven't seen in, you know, 30 years. I've been waiting for you.
Or couldn't you just couldn't you just always have a table of 30? Like, have you been to Bali? Like the tours, they always have like.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
expecting tour groups.
This is where you go. You either believe it or not. And if shit like this happens, I don't know. It's weird. I mean, it's like serendipitous moments. Do you?
So the 10 second version was, he said, "You're going to see me one day," and then
he said, "I'll see you when I see you," and he never know, and he didn't know. And then he saw him months later, and it was the first time he saw him. And he went to a house and they'd set up like he was expecting him as a guest.
Uh-huh.
When he was giving pushback about even going to this area. So if they didn't go to the area, they wouldn't have seen this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a bit, I don't know. I'm split because you call me out for not believing in, or you're saying the skepticism around the star sign shit. Which I've got more pushback on that than I do on, you know, stories from meditation gurus in India.
Well, no, like, I just think in regards to meditation guru stories, like the pushback you're hearing from me is the guy, nothing magical happened there. Like I'm all for like the magical thing. If he'd popped out of nowhere, that's huge. The guy just saw his mate at the bus stop and then he just has a lot of plates at home. I just, like, that's the bit that I guess that I put. But then also it's been told by someone. So we've also got to believe the guy who told the story. There's a few elements.
Imagine being the guy that everyone talks about, you being the, you know, the bloke who's magical. Imagine that. Imagine if you were the actual
being
person.
A guru.
Where you know all the... I mean, depends on if you're skeptical or not, but you know all the inside information, and then everyone on the outside is just like, oh my God.
The thing is, well, part of it is I'm 100% not skeptical to the magic or the thing, but I just think that that is an extremely low level use of the magic.
Yeah, but what more do you want? Do you want more stories from him?
What do you want him to do with the magic?
Well, no, I just think that the...
Well, all it
George,
is, it's
what do you
magic,
think, George?
Hang on, Scooter Derek's just said, I was there, it's true. Nice curry.
Love that. Good gin too.
Good gin. Yeah. Was that an Airbnb story? Would we have counted that as an Airbnb story? No, but there is something, not like, TJ, I'm not... discrediting the fact that these can be a nice things of creating hope, or like if you take, it's like karma, like it's all these things, right? Like is karma real or not? I mean, karma means that we try and do good shit because then good shit might happen to us, or we don't do bad shit because bad, you know, we don't want bad shit to happen to us. I mean, whether it's true or not, it's like it's an okay theory.
Oh, it's great. I mean, you're talking like it's about placebo too.
Mm.
It's like there's a bunch of things that are good in theory, even if they're real or not.
Yeah.
So it's beyond that. But I think, Rory said that Ram Dass's podcast literally changed his life. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rory's a good guy, so get on Ram Dass's podcast, because if you want to be like Rory. Be like Rory. It's a good thing. Mm. Be like Rory.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to become more present, or not so much present. I've been getting annoyed at inanimate objects lately, getting like extra angry.
Are you fucking yelling at the door handle again? What's going on?
Two things. I hit my head on the rain hood. Oh. And I nearly ripped the rain hood off the roof and wall the other day. And Bree sort of said, you know, you're only going to hurt yourself.
What did that look like? I'm just imagining you're just reaching above, trying to pull it off.
Oh, fuck. Whoa! And then I just, and Bree's like, what's that noise? I'm like, I'm going to fucking rip it off. She's like, well, don't do that because that's just going to create work for you, isn't it? She had a point. And so there was that. And then the other one was the other night, the Friday night drinks, not the last one, the one before. I walked into our new glass table. Fucking table.
That was, I mean, I did ask you to stand up and see if you could walk around, and then that's when that happened.
Oh, no.
So it was annoying, but I just feel like that's one area that I'd like to work on is, like, I feel like there's a slight anger, not to people as such, but more sort of
What's your go-to word? Like, my dad's is bugger, 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 bugger.
Yeah.
And, mine driving is, fuckwit. I think that's it. I could ask Bodie, but he knows it. I think it's fuckwit.
I think it's like fuck yeah. Fuck yeah is my go-to. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, you do say fuck that,
yeah.
Don't you?
Fuck yeah.
What's yours, Sebs? Your go-to slander?
We're not on a delay.
It's probably just fuck. Ah, oh, fuck. Just a bit of that.
Yeah. What's yours, George?
Wait, so if I'm pissed off at someone?
Yeah, if you slam the door, just, like when you're slamming the door.
I think, just something.
Oh, for fuck's sake is a good one.
Yeah.
God, what do I say?
In case you said that.
What do I say?
I mean, it's hard because you're never angry. Shit.
Yeah, George, quickly answer because Ivan is in the chat and he's from Tijuana, Mexico, so he's waiting to hear something great from you, mate.
Ivan, how's it going?
Yeah, what have you got? What have you got, okay. George? Too nice, no, George, says Rory.
Yeah.
Will you be our guru, George? You'd be a great guru.
You'd be a great guru.
I mean, I don't think I would be.
No, you would.
I'm not very spiritual.
No.
I'd like to get more into it, but I just, yeah, I believe in karma and stuff like that, and doing good things will come back to you.
Crystal says George has the right energy for a guru.
Oh, thanks, Crystal. Yeah.
Grace says George would be so calming. I would actually love to go on a road trip with you, George, because I feel like you'd be the perfect sort of, you know, if there's any issues, car park. There was a time actually where we went to on a road trip with some friends, and there was one of the friends was very particular, you know, like the first time you've ever gone on a road trip with someone, and she was just like everything, like had comment on my driving about everything. Oh. And she and I went past a car park. I was trying to find a car park, and she's like, oh, you just passed one. And just in the moment, I just slammed on my brakes. Scared the fuck out of everyone in the car. And Bree's like, you're okay, Josh, you're okay. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I just heard. She just said that I missed the car spot, so I just want to get the car spot. But I feel like George would bring a good energy in that scenario, you know.
Oh, I appreciate it. What would I do?
Do you go into the, like, why me? I do that a little bit. I'm like, oh, fuck, why me?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you do that, George?
Like,
when nothing ever bad happens to George.
Yeah.
No, I don't really, to be honest. I don't know.
I think the lack of answer is the answer. It's like,
I haven't thought about
George, are we going to be all right? Yeah. Like, there's not much. It's like, oh, that's calming, actually. George said it's going to be good.
Very calming. Yeah, like international travel would be great. Being late to a flight and having to get there, that would be good.
Oh, I hate being late to a flight, though. That's
what would you do?
Are you early all the time, George?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, usually more early than late. Mm. Because my dad was, he's a late guy. Like, that's I think that's
brand value. It's on his. It's on the wall in his toilet.
He's late always, guy. Yeah, drop me off late to like soccer training and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
And you say, better to be late than dead on time.
Is that what he
As in enough, dead that's on time. A good like, saying. You don't want to crash on the way there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Shannon says
something a late person would say for sure.
Oh, definitely. Or yeah, you could just like leave a little bit earlier and not rush at all. Shannon says Bree truly plays the most integral role in your life, JJ. She really holds everything together.
Well, I think that should be the case. I think, like, think about two of you, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
You'd kill each other. Same with me, like two versions of me. I don't think it has to be two versions of us in a business. Mr. 97 would currently look 65. It's like... He would look as old as... What's your bloody hero's name? Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, you'd look as old as Ryan Reynolds. But, I mean, that's the point, right? It should be a yin to yang.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I think that the... I just don't want to be grumpy. I don't like, you know, there's this sort of classic when blokes get older and they become grumpy. My dad was like always grumpy. Yeah. He's not as good. Like as he's gotten older, he's gotten less grumpy. But when I was like a kid, when I would have been like, you know, 12, 13, 14, he was so grumpy.
Let's deconstruct a grumpy person. Like to me, a grumpy person is someone caught up in their own head. So it's like, a snowball of shit going on.
It's normally really small things, right? Like it's like going in to get some cutlery and there's no forks. Like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I watched Dennis the Menace on Saturday night with little Bubba Boy. And do you know what Dennis the Menace is? Did you watch it as a kid?
Oh, Tastes like paint.
It's great. And so, have you seen it, Mason, or you two?
No, I haven't seen it.
Is that with the apple and the knife?
Yes, it's scary. That's so scary.
Scary guy.
This is one of the scariest movies that I've ever seen as a kid.
It's
the only bit I remember.
Yeah. Well, I showed Bodie's 3 years old. He gets it. They know, like, oh, that's man scary. And even the ballads, the music that they score over the top, it's like he gets it. George, in your hump day replay there's a bit from last week that has like a more serious tone to the song, and he says who did something wrong. Bodie picked up on that, and I was like, yeah, that's
it. Was Mason Bodie? That
was was it Mason? What was it? What happened? Was there a bit where something wrong?
The scandal.
Yes. It wasn't. I said, that's Mason. I said, Mason did something wrong. Yeah, he's texting Bree. He's sexting Bree. It's so good. We should get Bodie to review the Hump Day replays. But that movie, Dennis the Menace, the kid, the young five-year-old's next door neighbor is a bit of a grump. Never had kids. Yeah. Oh my God, it's you, Josh.
Well, this is what, I want to be, to be clear, I definitely don't want to be that. I want to be the really cool, I think George, like, I mean, it's very on brand for me to be pissed off at George for George being so perfect, but I want to be more like George. I want to be unfazed. I want to be like I raised my voice at Derek about the t-shirts just before the show.
I think that's why he's calling me to ask me.
This is why I got angry, because I said, "Hey, just calling you, just so you know, the t-shirts. Like, yes, I've put them on. Like, I put them on the t-shirt, the logo, but they will just size it accordingly." And he said, "Oh no, I just spoke to Tommy, and he said that it was the exact size, and I've just gone ahead and given it the okay."
No, I didn't. I said what you said to me, which was the Illustrator files or whatever, the file of the actual logo is to scale, which is our conversation.
Well, you know, but he thought that it meant that the exact sentiment, the file, the artboard or whatever, was the exact correct sizing, and so, which it wasn't. And so when he said that, I said, well, no, that's not the case. And there was a bit of sort of back and forth, and I was just
launched
like,
into it.
He told you his distillery story because he knows that.
No, so it was all fine. He understands it because he has the same sort of, he can bring a bit of grump, as well.
Yeah.
But no, I would like to be like you, George. I'd love to. The dream is that I'm the fun uncle. You know, I'm that's what I want to become. I'd love to. Let's make Dorodangos. Let's all do some poetry. Let's all that sort of stuff would be fun. But yeah.
I mean, who's Bodie's fun uncle? Would you think you're that, Josh?
Well, after I roared at him Tommy's like brothers. A lion, I feel like he's gone off me.
I mean, he loves all of you. He talks about Josh. He talks about Mason, George. Like, he loves you guys. It's amazing how much he remembers from like little interactions.
Leah says, "We all want to be more like George, Josh." It is a real...
Thank you, Leah.
Is that been a thing? Is that actually a theme your whole life? Has that been a theme, George?
I don't understand why people would say that.
but it has been a thing that people have said that for a long time?
Maybe.
Before, maybe, that's such an answer that George would say. If someone ever said that I want to be like you, I'd write it down in a notepad.
Yeah. But maybe that's why you're not that guy. Like, I'm the same. Like, there's a reason you don't become the person that you really necessarily want to be.
Mm. The harder you try, the angrier you get,
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, we're all just battlers trying to be better versions of ourselves.
But George isn't.
But it annoys people how blasé I am at times. Like, particularly when it comes to what to have for dinner. I just always say I'm easy.
Look at the low level fights he has. The low level shit he's fighting about with his partner. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to think about
as much as it gets, or no?
There's tension like any relationship for sure.
What was the last bit of tension? Yeah, chicken or beef? Last fight? Last fight.
Don't want to go into it.
Well, this is the thing. I would have gone straight into it. My last fight.
I appreciate that, mate. I appreciate
you don't have to.
You not answering that. Respect.
It's good. It's not good for the show content, but I guess it's good for a relationship. It's great for content. I realized I tried to call someone using our phone number. I realized I hadn't fucking activated our SIM. I've been doing this whole time, the WhatsApp stuff. I haven't had an actual, I haven't activated it. Oh, geez, that was a shit story, wasn't it?
So did you
I literally
one?
Wrote that on my...
Does yeah, that you mean meant you to, could...
Well,
was that in your Trello?
I wrote it on my notepad, TDTS phone drama, but I wrote it when the drama was happening, but now...
That's a little bit hyperbolized.
Yeah.
Hang on, so does that mean you didn't necessarily need to buy a SIM, or you could have just
done
the WhatsApp
Well, I don't understand
thing?
How it works. It just, it worked for the first, hour, and then... I have obviously got all the WhatsApp stuff set up, and then today...
And you're FaceTiming as well.
So yeah, you can FaceTime. Yeah.
It's over...
So it's all over Wi-Fi or whatever. That was a shit story.
Have you used all the credit on the prepaid?
No, we're good. We've got plenty.
No, we're good.
Why is that funny?
I mean...
Well, how much did you put on it?
We just got the $40 one.
Keeper payment, so we're good.
Yeah. Oh, you got it? Oh, great.
No.
Has it come through?
No, I haven't.
Have we got ours through, TJ? When does that
still
happen?
Still waiting.
We've had two.
Doesn't happen on the first?
You're talking about from the government.
Yeah.
No, for all you Australian businesses that are applying for JobKeeper, today was the, I think it was the cutoff or the date you needed to submit if you want to be reimbursed for April.
Grace asked if I'd been reading the book. Grace, I haven't, but the Kindle is right next to me and I'm ready to go. I had like 3 or 4 books going at once. And so I know that Grace is over 100 pages in. Yes. Well, yeah, I've read a bit of each. And so I just need to continue with the advice trap.
Is it better to read one book at a time or 5 books a little bit over a longer span of time? Which do you think?
Oh, the dreams book, says Grace. Sorry, Grace, a little bit delayed. I've read there. It's actually the dreams book. It's called Sums, and it's stories from the afterlife.
The other day.
Yeah, And so the funny thing is, last night I was listening to a podcast, Derek Sivers, who I love, also mentioned some. And yeah, they're very short. They're only like 2 pages and it's like 20 stories. Oliver, told you. You were right, Oliver. This is a problem with the chat. What are they talking about?
You can't read it out like that because then you don't
it's
know
okay.
what people
just
listening.
Keep going with the story. This is
one book at a time, says Oliver.
Yeah, one book at a time, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Which I think he answered my question that I asked that I never got the answer from you guys.
It would be good, to be honest, what would help me, I'm more likely to do stuff like, say, with the stream. The reason that I like do the show at 4 is because everyone else is watching. If people weren't watching, it would be very hard to commit to a specific time. It's like my photos. I've fucked off my photos. I'm no more alone
outside. Really?
Well, Bree's got to do a blog post for her work. And so she's a bit embarrassed because she's like, I've written a blog post called Our Magic Hour that talks about how every morning we take photos. And the day that I finish the blog post, you decide that you don't want to do it anymore. And so I've said to her that I'll – because I do actually enjoy it. And so the day that she does the blog post, I will do another alone outside.
That's good. I mean, we're trying to work out.
But who gives a fuck? That's the thing. People don't care about the photos. Like, it's not like a – like, it's just –
well, I think you cannot rely on other people caring because – as you know, to stick at something, like I know you talk about the 4 p.m. people watching, but I also think it's a bit of bullshit because we've done so many shows where people haven't been watching. And it's,
but I think that it would be
found
fun.
The momentum and
definitely, but it's because we have each other. If we didn't have each other, say if I was to be like, you know what, the difference between me reading, what are you smiling at, George?
Nothing. I don't know.
What are you reading? You're reading something.
No, I was just laughing at you just cracking at it. Who gives a fuck about your photos? Like, I just found that funny.
But that happened a minute ago.
Delay.
He's on his delay, yeah.
Maybe the way George is so calm is that his life is actually delayed. So if someone said, George, you're a piece of shit, he'd just be like...
And he's already in the other room before.
Yeah. Oh, they've gone. I can't respond now.
It is good. It is a good sort of... Yeah, I want to be more like George. But anyway, I think there would be something in, from a book club perspective, if I need to create a WhatsApp group for the book club where I can text and be like, hey guys, do you all want to read now? And we read for the 30 minutes because I just find it hard to get the motivation or whatever the thing is to open it up when there's nothing other than the...
What is amazing that, like, if you can build a skill of being... Like, it's the gym thing. Not for you, Josh. It's not a example specific
to you. It's not an attack?
No, not at all. But it's to myself, if anything. It's like, as soon as I start relying on external people to get me through a workout, it's a real... It's murky waters because as soon as your training partner doesn't rock up, you're like... Well, fucking out of here. Yeah, I mean, you've got to be able to just push through. And it's a great, mate, this is the million-dollar question of how do you stick at something? Because if you work out the exact...
Sorry, Tommy, I'm glad we have real-time chat because we've just heard Grace is making toast and she needs to buy more groceries. Sorry, back to you.
Great.
Well, I don't... What was that about? That was weird. I thought you were reading. Someone said, sorry, Tommy, or you were saying sorry,
No, I'm
Tommy.
Saying sorry, Tommy. That just came up in the chat. It's very hard to read. This is the sort of shit
live,
that's happening.
Live news, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's hardly breaking.
I mean, Oliver's asking how to cook toast, so...
We've talked about this, guys. Breaking. There's a life of its own in those fucking comments. It's actually...
I think you meant the toast. How do you like your toast?
Just peanut butter and butter on it.
I think you're saying, how do you cook toast? Like,
how do you, TJ, how do you like
actually cooking bread?
Well, I cook it on a fire outside. If I want a piece of toast, I start a fire.
But do you like it crispy or do you,
crispy is definitely not the right word for toast. It's definitely
crispy
crunchy.
Toast.
That's crunchy. It's not crispy, it's crunchy toast.
Crust?
I like it golden.
Crust or no crust?
I don't like it too, depends on the bread. It's very specific. Depends on the toast.
Man, no one likes peanut butter and butter. It's no, like margarine, like Olive Grove. You put Olive Grove.
No, you don't
Grove.
Want margarine. For the guy
can
who's anti
drop him off the call? Like drop him off the call.
Yeah, you do never say margarine. That's a really...
And absolutely never say that people don't like butter and peanut butter.
Oh, no, they don't, do they? I agree with...
No, they do. I love butter and peanut butter.
Oh, shit, I thought
no,
you
I'm were... saying that people
no,
love it.
Can you
no,
drop everyone Josh in the chat?
Josh,
no,
Josh, it's drop like your everyone's off the call. That's absolutely not.
No.
Everyone's saying that butter and peanut butter is outrageous.
Emma says,
nah, says
peanut butter and butter, yum.
Nice, thick yeah, layer yeah. Of butter.
Oh,
and then,
definitely. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Mate, Bodhi cracks so it if he doesn't get butter on his peanut butter toast. Yeah.
It's too dry. It's too dry. Like, there's not enough oil in the peanut butter to make the toast. Yeah.
Oh, how about a, enough. I mean, it's in its name, peanut butter, but what about butter, peanut butter? As a butter, as an butter, actual... Peanut. Butter, peanut butter.
As a thing.
Like, it's swirled.
Like a swirled.
Yeah, it's butter, peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
BPB. BPB.
Is peanut butter actually... Is it got butter in it? Nah.
It's like saying nut butter. Nut is the thing it's made of, and it's in a buttery texture.
I wasn't actually peanut expecting butter. To derail that big. I thought that it was going to be something you would laugh and then pick up with your story.
But no, that didn't.
But that didn't happen. Do you remember
mate,
where you were going?
I forgot my story.
Do you remember what the topic was? I would like to. It was interesting.
It was about. I think it's. It was about you not.
It was about the gym.
Oh, it was about the gym. Oh, yeah. No, I'd said my piece.
Training part. I don't know. I mean, Jasnus is asking crunchy or smooth.
Is that regarding the gym
peanut butter?
Crunchy.
Yeah.
Crunchy.
I mean,
crunchy,
look,
please.
Smooth peanut butter, it doesn't have the same flavor as crunchy. Like, I know it's the same thing, but it doesn't have the same flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
George?
Yeah.
Have you got your sponsorship yet, Sebs?
No. Oh, with peanut butter?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'd like happening? To. I'd prefer Pix over Mavers. But yeah. I mean, Pix is $7 a bottle and it's quite nice, but... Mavis is the only Mavis is the only one who goes on 50% discount at Coles and Woolies, so I'm sort of stuck with that at the moment.
Have any of you guys made your own bread since being in ISO?
That's the rage at the moment.
Can you explain, George, the old bread thing? It's like, I'm using 28-year-old bread.
Starter.
You heard this? Starter? Yeah, what is it? What's the starter?
No idea what you're talking about.
Are you sure it's 28 years old, Josh? That's quite old.
Yeah. Yeah, but, so that's what, I mean, like, so what, Attica, I believe, has like 28-year-old starter.
Yeah, well, so what it
what
is
starter?
They've it's the bug. It's a sourdough bug that you use to create the bread. Yeah. So you feed it like flour and water or something like that. And then you're taking a portion of that and then putting it into your dough when you're making the sourdough bread. Yeah. And so that's what makes it all nice. But you're meant to like ferment it or something, so I think
it's
that's
like
how
yogurt.
It
you can
leave
make
it for a couple of days. Yeah, but you gotta find the good sourdough bread, you've got a good starter.
It's instead of yeast, says Showbaker.
Mm. Interesting. Should get a baker on the show, like a legit wood frog bread. Someone who does it for a living. Show baker just does it
how
for
good
a
is wood frog
she,
can I just
oh,
say
it's amazing
if, just quick, I just have an announcement on the wood frog stuff. If you
see, he's
get
doing
like
announcements
a,
now this is TJ we've lost control of this whole show just, haven't we.
I think I'm gonna go pick up Bodhi, to be honest.
That wood frog, by the way, on the brown paper bag that it comes in. Sometimes it doesn't come in one, but it says to put it in the oven, I think, for 10 minutes. And I will say that is the best thing you can do for a little stick of the wood frog bread. It's so good. Heat it up. It's a great idea.
It says it on the
give
packet.
Give him a horn. Give him a hip hop horn. It's Josh.
DJ Precious isn't here.
DJ Precious.
That's what they recommend. It's pretty good.
I like the suggestion. TJ, I asked people on WhatsApp what we could do for Friday. What are you laughing at, Sebs?
You've got to stop asking people what people are laughing at. Who cares about them, Josh? They're always,
well, why, they're obviously know, laughing for ask, a reason.
No, but every time you ask, it's like, oh, they're just.
Have you got a
reason? I was just laughing because of the fact that we're talking about that. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. So I asked on WhatsApp what the Gronks want to see us do on Friday.
Yeah, great.
Do you want to hear some of the list?
Good. Yeah, love to. Good okay. suggestions coming through.
Yeah. Jake, who is epic at Monopoly and who won the Monopoly game that I played the other night with the Gronks, he says live Monopoly, which could work. It's got a four-person limit Monopoly, which I never knew. Did you know that?
No.
You mean is it in real life or both?
I don't know. I would assume it's real life as well.
I suppose you can't have too many people. You can't have too many people because then
four
you
sides to a square. Four sides to a square, four people.
Yeah.
Isn't that how you position the board?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that would be fun. I'd love to do Monopoly. Isaac says we could do the Which Disney Princess Are You BuzzFeed quiz. You heard about that?
Great, yeah.
He also suggested celebrity heads, which I like.
Oh,
I could get around celebrity heads. I'm not very good at it.
How would you do that? How would you do that on Zoom?
Because you can see each other.
You'd be holding it up at the camera.
Yeah, it's very hard, isn't it? No, so we would have to. How could we do it? We basically could tell everyone else the other person's thing. I don't know. We'll work it out. I think it's a good one.
Yeah.
Show Baker suggested reenacting our favourite movie scene. The other one was doing a phone hacks on each other. So we could hack each other's phone. How do we feel?
Inspired by the Phone Hacks podcast.
Yeah. I mean, George, how would you feel about your phone being hacked?
Completely fine.
Really? What about you, Sevs?
Yeah.
This answer's definitely changed. I feel like well, I mean, you would 100% why aren't you fine with it?
Give us, but where are you going to go?
Baby's growing up.
I mean, yeah, it depends where you're going.
Where are you
going
to go?
He's got a profile now. He makes announcements. You've got to watch out.
I got a reputation. I've got to uphold.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But TJ, where would you go if you had 10 seconds on Sevs's phone? Where would you go for the biggest laugh?
Where would you? I know where you'd go.
Where would I go?
You definitely go messages.
Oh, hang on. Are you talking about posting something like what the phone hacks guys do?
What are you?
Not just looking in your phone.
I'm fine if you post something. What are you looking? What are Isn't you looking that what, at?
Well, no. So it'd just be a phone hack. I just assumed it's just like you could access anything. Gray said Mason should have answered quicker.
There's nothing to hide. What are you hiding? I mean, that you couldn't work out anyway. That's why I thought the posting something on Mason's behalf could be
the posting's okay. What is it? Yeah.
Oh, I guess it could be like deleted photo section. Like, is he sending? We don't know what he's sending. He's in a long distance relationship. Yeah. And so I think that's probably. I reckon we'd all be pretty bored.
I reckon we'd all be pretty bored by the phone hack, as in like what we're doing.
Oh, definitely. Who did I talk to the other day about just searching my name straight away in messages? Until I cry.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did say that. Looking for...
Crystal's point. I said to Bria, I said, Crystal said, what other people think of you isn't your business. Bria's like, yes, it is. Which is exactly my answer, which is funny.
Back.
But no, we then talked it out and we agree it's not our business. We don't give a fuck, you know.
Steve-O
says his suggestion was he's going to paint. He's going to ask his wife. He needs to get permission, he says.
Great.
Crystal says, haha, wow, convincing. He's going to paint his lounge room. He's been meaning to do it for ages. And so he was going to do it in the evening of the 24 hours and he could stream it and we could watch the paint dry.
That's a great idea. Oh, yeah,
but he has to, he says, pending approval from wife.
Yeah. Great.
So there's that one.
50-50 chance.
Yeah, I think so. Shannon, her cocktail menu. Getting around that. So we...
Great idea,
Are we going to make the cocktails or... I mean, the other thing is we don't want to say anything. We've got to be careful that we're not defamatory. I feel like the 24-hour one is one of those things that could create like big issues. Like I could, if we were to have a fight as business partners, TJ, it feels like this is the sort of the blow up to happen on air.
Go down. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Don't you think? Like just real tired, getting real nasty.
I mean, when you've got Guru around, when you got George.
Yeah, but George won't be here the whole time. So George will be like, I'm just going to go get a coffee and then he'll come back.
And I'm just going to enable everyone.
Fuck you. Yeah, well, yeah. Is the, Sev's used to be some sort of calming. Yeah.
Is the 24-hour stream going to be on YouTube forever or is it a one-time thing?
Yeah. It'll be up forever. But then the it'll also be snippeted based on your great editing.
Yeah, few shows. No, I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
What more can we do?
To, I mean, we could even create some 24-hour rules. I know that you mentioned that, TJ. What would some rules look like?
24-hour rules, safe word. There's something that you don't want to talk about or it gets too sort of...
What about NFB?
Know, edgy.
NFB.
Not for broadcast.
What about one shower? It depends.
Not
shower.
A shower each.
We get a shower each.
So you can... Yeah.
Do we?
So you can be like, I'm going to have my shower now. So go for 5 minutes.
Really?
Yes. Are we showering?
To wake
I think up. George I is pointing it. Out the fact he it. Can't go 24 hours without a wank. Is that what you're saying?
And on that note, I'm going to go pick up Brody, like, leave the...
No, so, no, I guess we could have a 24-hour. Like, we could do one shower. I don't quite get it. Shannon Wallace said...
Yeah.
Shannon Wallace said JJ to lead a dance class, TJ to lead a workout, and definitely chat to Jason PJ about their 24-hour challenge. And finally, before you go, TJ, Oliver suggested giveaways. Wouldn't it be great to have some sort of mechanism for giveaways and, like, say, on the hour, whoever's watching, we do some form of giveaway?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like a spinning wheel. We could do a Deliveroo. It'd be great to do a spinning wheel. Could we have a live cam at Ventripe?
They've got an official wheel. Shannon Tilney says smut.
Yeah,
I think that's the official, the safe
that's
word.
That's a good safe word, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you want a smut hour, Josh? Real late at night.
Just What about what was that called? Big Brother. What was it? The adult
up
hour.
Late. Up late.
Yeah.
Oh, we could adult, go up late.
So we've got Josh Pitterman, who is over in London. He's currently in lockdown over there. He's the Phantom of the Opera on the West End. I think it is. Is West End America?
London,
the US, or is it London?
London, I think Broadway, it is. US, anyway, West End, London. I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
he's coming on really late, so he'll get around the boys at maybe 2 a.m. I think.
Casey says TDTS after dark. I mean, what could it be if you were to go real? Like, it could be the porn roulette. Like, you have to get a random, but we don't show it on air. One person has to watch. I don't know.
What's probably stage, not so. Talking about?
God, probably. I mean,
I haven't got my safe word yet,
but I'd be saying it right now if I had one.
Yeah, definitely. Safe smart. I mean, smart.
But this is for the up. This is the up late. This is the, like, what else could we do? That's pretty.
Well,
what
I
do you think?
I think that's Gemma says, Josh, what the fuck?
Do a
can
confessional,
we get Tully on
says
for an up
Crystal.
Late episode? Can we get Tully here for an up late episode, please? There's the face.
We got it. I thought that was never have I ever, says Grace. That could be fun.
Yes.
Truth or dare. Yeah. Truth or dare is a good. I think those little games never have I ever.
Smutter clock says Shannon. I like that. TDTS smutter clock.
People can send in things you guys can read out and discuss. Says Crystal.
I mean, Bearded Fen points out it's not up late around the world. This is like when Sean Parker joins us from
for breaky.
The UK and it's like 8 a.m. and I'm making him put his arms up on Friday night drinks. okay. Well, yeah, I think it could be fun to do some. Maybe we get like a sexologist it would be good to maybe we could do some raunchy poetry or something.
What is your obsession with raunchy stuff at the moment?
Raunchy or poetry?
Just smarty.
No, raunchy.
Just
mate,
smart.
You're talking about fucking porn. Just like what?
Are you kidding me? Do we have to go back to yesterday for you? T TJ, can you back me up here?
I can't remember yesterday.
He was literally going through porn terms or something.
No, I asked him to do that. I told him to. I said, can you go through that funny list of comments? Because I said I'd found an article that was like the funniest comments on Pornhub. And he did it.
Was this on the show?
George, and then he's like, I won't read out the one about the school, whatever he said.
And then he told us off air.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm glad you didn't say it.
It was funny, but wrong.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Very wrong.
Jasna says sexually frustrated, perhaps. No, Jasna, I'm fine.
Apparently, Oliver sent some great ideas and he wants feedback.
He said, check your DMs, mate.
Personal DMs on the Instagram?
Josh's DMs.
Check your DMs, maybe.
Yeah, check your DMs, JJ.
All right. Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Love you guys.
Let him live.
Love you guys.
Let JJ live. Let him get smutty, please, 97, says Shannon.
See, we don't have to watch porn, though.
Well, my point, just quickly, just on that bit, it's not an obsession of us watching porn. I don't care what it is, but porn feels like this. It's the fucking most visited website after Google or whatever the stats are. It's fairly relatable content. And so we're not like, what else? We're not getting naked, are we? And so porn seems like a pretty easy, relatable piece of content that we can do that is smutty. What other smut could we do? Seriously, though.
The never have I ever. That's going to have the same.
But that's even going to become. But that then becomes this sort of personal. How does never how I ever, whatever the fuck it's called, work? Do you know, Sevs?
You just go around in a circle.
Some person says, never have I ever done this. And then you have to say, I have. And if you have, then you drink, I think. Or the other way around. I can't remember.
Oh, so is there alcohol involved?
It's a drinking game.
George, what do you think? You've got a good smut filter. Am I going too hard?
I just don't think people are going to.
It's not appealing.
What, you're just going to talk about porn for an hour?
No. The idea
was not there, which. We can't criticize him for the idea that wasn't there because
we need a safe space. Like, where is a safe space for us to bring up ideas that might fall flat? Like, it's better bringing up ideas, right? And I'm sorry, TJ, that I was harsh on you about your guru story. It was actually, I just got the giggles. It was it was more thinking about Derek. I was relating it back to Derek's story.
Yeah.
And then when you applied Derek in every one of those scenes, I actually imagined Derek being the guru, which is.
That's funny. That is funny. Fall flat sometimes, Josh. It's all good. I started the show pretty flat and you finished it pretty flat. So it's all good, mate. It's all good.
Take turns. But, and then George
karma,
is just
baby. Sort karma.
Of, karma. Shannon says, everyone's so beige. It's just like an open conversation about whatever.
Hey, Shannon. Who's
us? We're beige?
Yeah, you're beige.
I'm pretty beige. I'll take it.
I
was a stripper, so. Shannon. I'm not that beige.
Let it flow, says Shannon. Casey says, sounds like Shannon can host after dark. Maybe Shannon could do the cocktails whilst playing Never Have I Ever.
Shannon, can you host an hour where you just, it's whatever, Never Have I Ever, or the racy hour with Shannon Tilney? I don't mind that.
Got that clean.
Are you thinking about
all right, guys?
Your hump day?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, great. Thank you, everyone. It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Please,
we've
jumped into
WhatsApp.
Yeah,
we've got Stacey June on the podcast
tomorrow. That's great.
11 a.m. Stacey June, my girl. Let's do it. Why are you holding on me?
Well, no, I don't know. It was really just like you were sounding like Ryan Seacrest there. Let's like getting very sort of cool. Let's do it. Come on. Just
would have been better to cut back to you and you finish off the show and then we're like, boom, right. Fireworks.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It's a daily talk show. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Why don't you take a photo right now of the of YouTube and do a post and say, absolutely loving the daily at the Daily Talk Show, and we'll then regram. And then what can sometimes happen is you might get two or three new followers and then everyone thinks that we have listeners. And so we'll just sort of do a couple of little poses, give you options, which is really fun. I'll give you a clean shot. Yeah, great. You got the photo, guys?
Yep.
You're all good? All right. Apple Podcast, please leave your reviews. We love when you do that. Shannon says, so much love for that woman. She's my favourite, talking about Stacey June.
Yeah, it's how she found the Daily Talk Show, through Stacey.
That's perfect. She follows you now, doesn't she?
Yeah. Well, I can check in. I'll check in live on the show. Okay, that'll be funny. Right. I'll hold off till tomorrow.
All right, to guys. That. See you then, guys. See ya. Bye.